I'm studying biomedical engineering and government, and I'm a sophomore here. And what I'm trying to do is become a biomedical engineer in the future. So after I graduate with a biomedical engineering degree, if I'm still if DREAM Act does not pass, if I'm still undocumented, I would not be able to get a job, and I would not be able to contribute back to the society. Like, my family is here. I don't really know that many people back in Nepal. I can barely speak the language, so that is my main worry. Like, if I go back, there would be nothing I could do. Nobody I could talk to. There's no friends, no, it's not even called a home, even though it is my home country, but it is not a home for me.
I arrived in the U.S. when I was 12 years old. I migrated with my mother and my sister. We were trying to get away from an abusive father. I've been here for the past 18 years. I am now a 30-year-old woman who's undocumented, who would be benefited by the DREAM Act. My entire college career, I babysat and waitressed to be able to pay for college. So every single penny out of that went straight to UT. I have my master's in nursing. I would be honored to be able to serve as a military nurse. However, even with all my credentials and my willingness to really contribute back to the country, I cannot do it because I'm still undocumented. I think we just keep right on fighting. There's many students out there who still need to know. They need to make sure they go to college. I haven't really thought about what would happen if it doesn't pass. I think we just keep on fighting. People wanna know.